Well, as you both know, we are here as part of a protest. It's been completely peaceful, completely disciplined. About 45 minutes ago, we were having a debriefing meeting for the day with probably about 40 or 50 people here sitting in chairs around under the tent, and a group of probably 10 or 15 thugs approached the tent and started screaming outside the tent that this is Solomon Mahlangu Square, they're going to come back here, they're going to come and get us, pointing at me personally, accusing us of being agents. I'm an agent of Western imperialism, we saw what you did in Libya, that type of nonsense, and threatened us. And then after threatening us, there was almost an altercation, but we stopped any altercation because we prevented any of our people from responding physically to the physical threats that were being made against us. And I'm happy about that, because if there had been any physical response, then there's no doubt that there would have been greater trouble. They then went and destroyed a tent and came in here and destroyed, took a banner, disappeared to the other side of the square for a while, came back, threatened us some more, and then gathered over there and burnt the banner that they took from here. What we know about them is that they are from the ANC, there's no doubt. We know the names of some of them because there are residents here. Some are ANC councillors, at least one is an ANC councillor, some are from the ANC Youth League. And the final thing I would say, no, not the final thing, they've said that they will come back either tonight or tomorrow. The police have been absolutely useless. As you're standing here 45 minutes later, do you see any police? There's no police. We've been trying to call the police from the moment that this started. There have been at least two police vans who have come into Church Square and disappeared again out of Church Square. We spoke to one police van and the guys said, we're not trained to deal with this apparently, and left again. So here we are standing unprotected, obviously threatened and intimidated. But people are not, we've told some people to leave, but we are not giving up our democratic right to protest. So we will be here at least for a little while. And what message we will be sending out to the country and is going out on the media already is that more people should come tonight or tomorrow or tomorrow night. But we will make damn sure that when people come, the police are here. The police are here all night to police a protest as they should do. The police know about this protest. We have permission for this protest. It's their duty to protect protesters, and if necessary we will get private security in to protect us as well. One thing we will not do is respond with violence ourselves in any way. We will not lift a fist, we will not lift a stick, we will not do anything. That's not the way to deal with this type of intimidation.
Thank you.